Friends, family, and fellow journalists gathered in Kabul, Afghanistan today to lay to rest Zabiullah Tamana. He was killed on Sunday while working for NPR as an interpreter. The Afghan army convoy he was traveling with came under fire from the Taliban. NPR photographer David Gilkey was also killed in the attack.
Zabiullah Tamana went by Zabi. He was 38 years old and an experienced journalist who freelanced for organizations in and outside Afghanistan. He is survived by his wife and three children. His 10-year-old son Mustafa told the Reuters news agency that he couldn't believe it when he heard his father was dead.
"He was like an angel for me," the son said. "I feel a huge pain. I feel like I am on fire." Mohammed Youssef Zabi's brother-in-law condemned the Taliban's attack. He told Reuters, "This is not Islam."
NPR also spoke to Zabi's widow, Fauzia, by phone today. She said this to us, "Please tell the world he was the finest man."